We are. It's all about me or it's about us.
Hello mga kabro at saka mga kakilay. Ito po ang inyong Big Bro Podcast with your host si Big Bro D at kasama ang aking mga millennial friends para sagutin ang mga issues nyo on love, on relationships at marami pang iba. Alright, so bati naman kayo dyan.
Okay.
Hi everyone!
Hello!
Yan mga kabro and mga kakilay, magandang gabi.
Yes.
Welcome back!
So ngayong gabi, millennial na millennial yung topic natin dahil sinagesto ni Ad. So anong topic natin ngayon?
Yan. Ang topic natin ngayon sa ating Big Bro Podcast ay online relationship.
Mm-hmm. Online relationship.
Online relationship. Yung
mga relationship na nag-start or mag-start through online lang.
Ayan. Meron ba sa inyo, may ganun kayong experience ng mga relationships na online lang talaga? Purely online?
Experience only. Not successful.
Mm. Oh, so you've tried it before, tita?
Alam mo po yun nung high school, nagtatago ka sa magulang mo. Oh, actually, sorry. You don't. Kami pala. Sorry. Na, you know, that's the only way na you get to talk to someone for a long period of time. But then eventually, I realized, I don't really know this person outside of the screen. You know? Kayo?
Ako wala, personally, but I have friends na may ganon story sa relationship nila. And hanggang ngayon, friend ko pa rin naman sila. So,
mm-hmm.
But me, personally, wala. Hindi ko pa na-try.
Ako rin nung bata nagkaroon. Yung uso pa kasi, ewan ko kung abutan nyo yung ano, ICQ, internet chat room, no? Dial up pa kasi yung internet dati, no? Hindi ganun kabilis yung internet. No, so talagang by words lang.
ISP Bonanza, mga ganun.
Oo, mga ganun, yung mga ganun. Oo, so, meron ako mga naging kaibigan from other countries. So, uusap talaga kami.
Okay.
2-3 hours, 4 hours, type ka lang ng type. Kasi yun yung uso dati, that was the in thing. You want to know somebody from another planet, you know, go there, di ba?
Okay.
And they'll ask you, no? So, I had a few of those, no, that were, they were not good experiences for me because, you know, maraming pretensions at the time dahil nga online, tapos bago kami noon, and internet was introduced to us at a very young age. So, fake yung age ko. Fake.
What?
Fake lahat. So, parang naglolokon lang kayo. Yes.
Wala kasi silang nakikita.
So, naabutan ko yun. High school pa ako nun. Yan,
ako,
kayo.
Ako wala.
Wala.
Online? Wala eh. Kasi, parang ano ba? Hindi ako masyado machat pag hindi ko masyadong kaklose. Ganun.
Okay.
So,
Snapper kasi ako eh.
So, pag palagi mong kausap yung tao, alam mo na close kayo.
Oo. Oh.
Okay.
Interesado.
Uy, may nag-comment.
Uy, sino yan?
Hindi.
Kaya pala di nag-reply sa akin si Rekby.
Hindi kayo close.
Grabe, no?
Kaya ba? Namin din. Wala din. Pero may kakilala. Same with Ad, na may kakilala lang kami na may ganun na friendship. Tapos naging sila, ganyan. Hindi naman nag-work. Yun. May iba kasi nag-work, may iba hindi nag-work. So, mamaya, tingnan natin further, no? Yung mga ganyan. So, maraming makaka-relate sa inyo. So, stay tuned.
Yeah. So, ako naman, ay hindi na ako nabuhay sa ganung panahon, no? In fact, nung lumabas yung mga eHarmony, mga dating sites, parang, ba't may ganon, di ba? Ako yung isa sa mga judgmental. Ano ba yan? Pag totoo, dapat, di ba, in person, ligawan mo, wag online. Di ba? So we would struggle against it, di ba, for many years. Hindi ko siya magets yung online romance.
Mm-hmm.
Until some of my friends actually got married through online dating sites.
Wow.
And they were people who were respectable. They were people who were, yun ba, parang mababait, pure ang motive, hindi nag-fake profile. You know, they really wanted companionship. And many of my friends actually now met their husband or their wife online.
Wow.
So parang ako, hindi ako against it now. I'm not for it also, but then I'm open to it. No? So nandun ako ngayon sa ano, kasi marami rin naman ako naririnig ng balita about
online. Okay.
Lalo na yung mga online, not even dating, no? Online hookups, di ba? And there are certain apps na pag hindi mo alam, ito yung forte ng app na to, ito yung purpose ng app na to, di ba? So hindi ko na alam yung mga app na yun, no? Kasi ang app ko na lang sa phone ko, ano eh? Bible, wow. PI, BDO, wala na eh, no? Gcash, Shopee.
It's good to hear, na Big Bro, na you're not, well, not against it totally, and you're open to it, kumbaga. Kasi right now, I would say I'm not into it at all. Kasi I just, parang I don't hear a lot of success stories. But then I guess, since kayo ni Ad, meri kayong kakilala na successful, then I guess that's all well and good. But then, so you're more, ano, I'll learn more pag nagkwento pa kayo.
Yeah, but what are your reservations now?
Me?
Oh, na sa online, online relationships.
Kasi, well, ako kasi I'm a very, like, kita niyo naman when I talk, I'm very, like, I'm very visual. Gusto ko may emotions when I speak. So, pag chat kasi, parang hindi na, feel ko hindi na po yung message ko. My message isn't getting across.
Eh, pag FaceTime, FaceTime, online, Zoom.
Ayun, I guess nagbago na rin, no? Oh, now, na with my boyfriend, since long distance kami, we get to talk a lot through video call. Yun ang very important sa akin, for us, na we talk, we have a video call, because then I won't, I don't feel a connection if it's just ano eh, just black and white na on a screen, you know? And then if, when it comes to dating sites, it's just what for me, when I started getting acquainted with them, parang hindi talaga pala relationship yung hinahanap ng tao. It's actually, you know, like parang a one-time thing, or they're not really looking for love, you know, you get what I mean. So my reservations are there.
Yeah, parang sa akin naman, no, parang same din with Tita Sophie. Parang kasi based din sa ano ko, sa pagkakaalam ko ngayon, or sa mga tao na alam ko na nag-try doon, wala pa kasi ako narinig ng mga success stories. So hindi rin ako parang okay with it. Well, for me, I think pag mga friendship siguro, that's okay. Pero yung next level na, yung in a relationship na, or relationship na, parang doon ako nagkakaroon ng mga doubt, or hindi ko siya ina-advise sa mga tao. Kumbaga, close ako doon sa idea na yun. Kasi siguro yun sa akin, Big Bro, no? Kasi nga hindi ko pa siya nakita na nag-work, wala akong kakilala na yun yung naging ano story nila, or nag-success, or nag-succeed doon sa ganun paraan, no? Kaya siguro ganun ko siya nakikita. Hindi ako naging ano, naging open with that, kasi wala naman akong kakilala personally na naging okay yung story through that.
Trinay mo na ba, Pretty Boy? Trinay mo na magana?
Hindi ko pa ito tayo.
Baka magalit si Chingu.
De, kahit po before.
Hanggang 10 o'clock lang.
Hanggang 10 o'clock lang.
Episode 3, ha? Episode 3.
Kahit po before, wala naman. Hindi ko naman siya na-try. Although, may mga friendships akong na-form through online sa mga gaming community.
Actually.
Mga ano ko dati. Mga... Yeah. Mga na-meet ko nga sila online eh. Pero personally, na-meet ko na rin yung iba. Yung mga umuwi ng mga...
So anong pinagkaiba niya? Like, let's face it, it's 2020. So anong pinagkaiba ng online sa hindi online?
Yeah. When it comes to dating, no, Big Bro?
Or, yeah. Or
relationship.
Relationships. Yeah.
General. I think ako, pag online, maraming pretentious. Maraming pwede kang tago.
Yeah.
Like, naka-shorts ka ba ngayon? Nakapantalon ka?
Tama. Alam mo nyo na lang.
Puno.
Marami kang pwede itago. Yeah, ganito nga yung online, di ba? Hindi mo alam kung ano nasa upper. So, maraming kang pwedeng hindi sabihin when it comes to relationship. Or dun sa taong nag-build ka na relationship. Unlike pag offline or yung physical, okay, magagayos mo, maano agad eh. Makikita, ay, ganito pala siya mag-act, ganito pala siya may tungo sa ibang tao. Sa online, di mo siya makikita agad-agad eh. So, ayun yung malaking difference, yung how you live your life. Kasi online, sobrang different compared sa physical life or interaction.
Mm. Pero hindi mo rin matatanggal na kahit in person naman. Pwede rin naman marami rin pretensions eh. Mm. Pwede rin naman ako magpapagod kahit nakikita tayo.
Pero mas madali mo siyang maano, big bro, makita. Ah, nagpapanggap lang itong tao. Parang gano'n. Mapipil mo agad eh. Kasi nakikita mo.
Yeah.
Nakikita mo to. Na sa online, masyadong mahirap. Magba-background check up, oh, stock mo pa yung tao na yun. At para lang malaman ano ba talaga. Pag sa on, pag offline or pag physical, pwede mo makita agad. Mapipil agad na kung nagpapang
parang may psychological aspect yung sa kanya. Parang,
yeah. Parang ako rin, I want to see how this person acts with other people. Hindi lang ako. Kasi, pag like, online lang, syempre, ibibigay niyo yung best foot forward niya. Even in person. But then, when other factors come in, I get to see that in real time. Wala siyang maitatago when it happens in that moment. You know?
Yeah. Tama.
Mm-hmm. Reaction, di ba? Kung paano
niya.
Paano niya i-handle yung sitwasyon.
Pag sa online kasi, pwede siya mag-isip muna bago mag-reply.
Yeah.
May tanong ako, pag nagtatype kayo ng LOL, tumatawa ba kayo?
Yeah.
Diba? May mga ganyan. Hindi.
Yeah.
LOL.
Minsan.
Ako, hindi ako nagtatype, hindi ako tumatawa.
80% of the time, big bro. Pero 20% of the time, hindi naman talaga.
Diba yung ganun
pa lang. Lang yan, minsan pantawid lang ng conversation.
Hindi
matuloy, matuloy lang yung conversation.
Minsan kasi natatakot ako, like si Adrian, minsan pagkausap ko, biglang mag-LOL. Sabi ko, tumatawa ba siya o minumura niya ako?
Ayan.
Diba? Mahirap eh.
Feelers lang yung mga ganun.
Depende nga kung ilan ha-ha. Kung dalawang ha-ha, hindi talaga yun natatawa.
Basa na, no?
Hindi siya masaya, hindi siya masaya.
Yeah, no. Pag all caps.
Medyo.
Oo.
O kaya pag walang smiley, no? Ang sungit naman netong kausap ko.
Lalo na pag may period lagi sa dulo, di ba? Pag may period, masyadong seryoso tong taong to.
Oh. Eh, mga tita natin, pag mag-text eh, lahat capital, di ba? Kala mo galit.
Oh.
Kasi sila marunong mag-small letters.
Ayan.
Para ramdam.
Para mabasa. So, pasok din pro yung ano, no? Like, for example, yung na-mention kayo ni Pretty Boy, na marami kasi ngayon na gamers, lalo na ngayon sa panahon ngayon, maraming nagsistream, di ba? Mga streamers, ganyan. So, may tendency na nagjo-join sila sa isang room or sa isang game.
Community.
Oh, which is, ang daming ngayong like stories na nag-meet sila online through the game and then naging sila. Tapos ngayon, engage na sila and mag-start ng family and all. So, siguro ngayon sobrang laki na nung platform for online dating per se, di ba? So, I think pasok din siya, no? Pasok yung ngayon, nowadays, yung gaming platform na nagiging bridge na rin siya for, anong tawag dito? Parang for friendships to be created.
Yeah.
So,
example niyan, break day, diba, sa mga game, mga lalaki. Pag nalaman nilang babae yung kalaro nila, ate, anong Facebook name mo? Yan, alam niyo mga kalalaki yan. Hindi ko pa naman nagawa. Hindi ako nagtatanong. Eh, mga naririnig natin.
Yung may mga treatment kasi na ano, di ba? Na parang special yun. Kaya ako, ito nagawa ko na to ah. Nagpanggap akong babae sa game para bigyan ako ng favor.
Actually.
Ito, paano na nung hiningi yung picture mo? Nag-wig ka na lang.
hindi na ako nagsisend na gano'n.
Makinis naman ang skin mo.
Hindi na ako umabos sa gano'n, big bro.
So yeah, malaking ang factor actually agree yung mga gaming platform ngayon.
Yeah. Alam mo, habang nag-usap tayo, naisip ko lang, since nandito yung isa kong anak na nakikinig, open ako no sa inyo, pero hindi ako open sa anak ko.
Iba-iba na. When,
naririnig ba niya kami, big bro?
Oh, naririnig niya. Actually, magaganda advice siya, mas strict nga kayo sa akin eh. So, sa isip ko lang na, naisip ko lang, pag anak ko to, I think you lose, yes, I'm open. for you. I'm open for you guys to do it. But I'm not sure of... Nasa gitna ako, no, with regards mm-hmm. to this. I think you need a thorough investigation of who you're talking to, who you're building online. Because it's not gonna be easy, right? May mga psychological aspect na mawala dahil sa online. Sa online mo siya nakilala, hindi mo talaga siya kilala. Sumisigaw ba yan? Di ba? Nananakit ba yan? That you will not be able to see online. That you can only see through engagement, right? Through in-person relationships. And I think now, ngayong quarantine, dito natin nakita, no? Hirap tayo gumawa ng bagong friendship. Hindi nga romance, eh, di ba? Friendship dahil wala ka naman nakikita, eh.
Yeah.
So I've, in many ways, I've decreased in my capacity to make new friendships because naka GCQ tayo, no? And this would have been very different if I could actually meet you, have coffee with you, talk with you. And I think that's the aspect, no? Tawag ko dyan, no, parang, yes, we're high tech, but then ultimately, as human beings, we're also high touch. It cannot all be high tech. You might have the fastest internet in the world, but then if you don't have that touch, that human touch, that human interaction, I think you lose something in the relationship.
Yeah.
Ako super agree lang ako doon, Big Bro, no? Kasi I think yung may online kasi na hindi naman nilang kaya ibigay, for example, the comfort that you need when parang kapag kailangan mo talaga ng companion there beside you, depende rin yun sa love language ng person. Paano kung physical touch pala yung love language ng person and you cannot give it through online dahil
ay, pwede ha? Oh, ito. Oh.
Puro virtual hug na lang, no?
Oo, mga virtual lang. Hindi mo talaga mararamdaman. Pero I don't, ako din naman, nasa gitna din ako between the two. I'm not against people na nagde-date sila or kinikilala nila yung mga person online. Pero ako, kung ako yun, personally, no, I believe pa rin at the end of the day, yung foundation for me is yung friendship. Kasi I don't think na makakapag-build ako ng yung friendship talaga na walang filter kapag online, yung like, masasabi mo, makikita mo nga yung ugali niya, paano siya makitungo sa ibang tao. I super agree with that, na kailangan ko yung makita. Na without it, parang ang hirap magtiwala. Parang feeling ko short term lang to. Hindi ko to nakikitang mag-work long term. Ako yun personally. Pero mm-hmm. kung may nanonood sa atin at yung mga nanonood sa atin ngayon at nakikinig nitong podcast na to, we are not against of you kung nag-online dating ka or mas prone ka sa isa. We are not anti or pro this one, but we are just giving a bigger perspective of the two sides. So kung nasan ka, go ahead, as long as you know where you want to stand, alam mo yung consequence, alam mo yung gusto mong gawin, then go ahead.
Okay, yeah, so hindi siya moral choice, hindi to right or wrong, eh.
Yes,
it's up to you, diba? It's up to you. Siguro ako, Big Bro advice, advice ng isang kuya, di ba? I'd prefer na wag ka mag-online. Don't build it that way. Build it in person, in flesh.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think iba naman yung situation mo, Sophie, na ngayon long distance relationship kayo. But you've met before, di ba?
Yeah.
You
know each other. I was going to say nga na the reason na we work we're able to stay strong even if we're far apart. It's because we met in college. We didn't plan on falling in love. We didn't do anything. We were friends. We were even groupmates. We didn't have any plans of being together. And it just fell naturally. And naalala ko lang din na kahit nga siya, he admitted to me na he did try those dating apps and it didn't work. Nothing. Maraming na nag-match, maraming girls na na-meet niya. But it didn't work out. And eventually, he found it just around him.
Yeah.
And I realized then, going back to what you said po, na, you know, iba pa rin pag na-meet mo in person. In those dating apps nga, they'll tell you how far away that person is. You want to meet that person.
Yeah.
You want to build a relationship with that person. Mm.
Add ko lang, no, Big Bro, meron lang ako natutunan. Add lang ni Ad. Sa buhay, may tinatawag tayong black and white. Ibig sabihin, ito talaga yung tama, ito talaga yung mali. Tapos meron kang preference, ikaw mismo, may gusto mo, gusto ko itong gawin. Ito. Meron ka na yun naman tinatawag na conviction sa buhay. I think magpi-play these things dito sa online, no? Hindi naman natin masasabing black and white to, tama or mali to. Kasi nga, again, you cannot judge kung tama o mali naman talaga yan. Mm-hmm. Merong ibang bagay or may ibang tao, conviction nila na ayaw nilang mag-online relationship. Meron namang conviction nila na gusto ko, okay lang sa akin. Yung iba, preference sila, gusto nila. Yung iba, ayaw din. So, I think may ganung ano, aspekto. Kung conviction mo, ayaw mo mag-online relationship, go. Kung preference mo naman, go lang. Pero I think one thing for online relationship, it's not for all, na para sa lahat. Ayun nga, ako meron naman akong friend do, na nag-meet sila online and successful naman yung relationship nila ngayon. They are engaged right now and meron na rin silang family ngayon, no? And nag-meet sila online and yung una nag-judge ko sila, no? And I stand corrected. Nag-sorry naman ako sa kanila and we're good friends right now. So okay naman na kami. I think magiging mali lang itong online relationship when you are taking advantage na sa isang tao. Mm-hmm. Na pag gusto mo lang siya i-meet kasi may gusto ka lang makuha. Yeah. Gusto mo lang siya i-meet kasi gusto mo lang siyang paglaruan.
Mga one-night stand.
Yung mga one-night stand, mga ganyan, fling. Gusto mo lang magmukhang pogi or mukhang may nakakagusto sa'yo. I think doon na yung hindi healthy when it comes to online relationship. I must say, yung only relationship, hindi naman natin masasabi tama or mali, but it's not for all. So, okay. Ikaw makapagsabi.
May question ako na lang siguro. Well, more, gusto ko marinig si Big Bro, but I'll open it to all. Siguro since open naman tayo sa online dating, when do you think is a time na, okay, I've tried it in real life, maybe now it's time. What do you think, or when do you think is time to go try it online?
Alam mo siya,
diba? Because then you've seen success stories.
Malapit.
May kilala kasi ako. May kilala kasi akong nag-try na ng online kasi wala na nag-work sa offline.
Yun lang.
So, parang when, kasi since parang may narinig naman tayo ng success story, kailan kaya na parang try mo na and then take it seriously, I guess, di ba?
Siguro ako, to put an end to our discussion, which is very controversial, no? Kasi nga, it's a preference. At the end of the day, love is a decision.
Okay.
No? You decide whether you're going to love or not. Now, whether you do that offline or you do that online, it's your choice. It's your preference as what, or your conviction, sabi nga ni Ad. Yet, remember this, once you make the decision and you marry that person, there's no deleting that person. You can delete the app, but you can't delete love and marriage. And this is something that's very important for everybody.
Yeah. There's no ghosting. There's no red delete in marriage.
Oh, wala na. So, ikaw, Sophie, pag nag-decide na kayo, baka bukas mag-propose na sa'yo, di ba? Tapos next month, kakasal na kayo.
Sige, mag-impake na ako.
Yun. Oh, di ba? There's no more deleting that relationship when you say, I do. Right? And so you've got to fight for that marriage. Yeah. And that's where I'm saying love is a decision. So for some it works, for some it not, because it's preference. Yet we see success stories, we see horror stories. At the end of the day, it's a decision that you have to make.
So kung tingin ko lang, may mga tao, specifically sa mga nanonood sa atin ngayon, I think, no, meron kasi kaming mga babae, personally, alam ko na may mga women na single talaga and super worried sila. Sometimes it became an anxiousness part na parang shucks, 30 na ako, shucks, mag-30 ganito na ako, and wala pa partner in life. Parang it gives us, yung mga women, yung parang anxiety lang of thinking na, ay, baka kailangan pasukin ko na tong online dating kasi wala naman akong nakikilala sa an offline na mood, di ba? Wala talaga. So, baka ito pwede na. Kasi, nandun na yung eagerness to meet someone. Nandun, parang kumbaga situational based din siya sometimes. It's sometimes pwedeng driven by love, pero minsan din driven by that pressure of 30 na kasi ako pero wala pa rin akong love life. So sometimes ganun, situational based. So hindi rin siya tama at mali. I guess it's about the person kung ano yung preference niya and yung motivation pa rin at the end of the day. Yun pa rin yung titingnan ko na parang bakit ka ba natatakot? Nasaan ba yung, bakit ka may fear? pagka ba ganito na, hindi na pwedeng magkaroon ng love life or ng partner in life, diba? Hindi mo rin sila masisisi because yeah, that's their preference. Sila yun, sila nakakaramdam nun. So, ayun.
If you're gonna do it, if you're gonna go really and seriously find someone online, just remember that the person chose you because you put your best foot forward. So, wag ka magulat pag medyo nag, you know, nagba-back out siya pag nakita na niya yung mga flaws mo and all that. But if he accepts you, even with your flaws, then that's all well and good, di ba?
Parang expectation reality, ha? Parang yeah, lasakta lang, no? Ang ganda ng picture, tapos nung dumating sa'yo. Well, that's the risk of the online. That's the risk of
dumating.
Yan ang risk parang na hindi ka na department store at binili mo online. Di ba?
Online order.
It won't stop people from buying mm-hmm online. And mm-hmm it's the same way with the relationship. Yung nga sabi ko, once you get it, eh, wala nang sulian yan. No? Walang refund yan.
Hindi ka dapat sa decision.
Siguro sa akin, for ano lang, no, to cap it off, parang for me, sa mga basing sa mga sinabi nyo or like opinion nyo about online and offline, parang iba talaga pag offline. Kasi ano eh, parang we are created as humans na ano talaga eh, touch base nga, 'di ba? Parang high, sa sabi ni Big Bro, high touch, 'di ba? Hindi lang high tech, pero parang we want something na nararamdaman natin in through these online platforms. Parang it takes something from us na hindi natin ma-experience kasi parang we chose something na parang sige, parang kaya ko namang ano eh, like kaya ko mag-pretend or siguro pag through online kami mag-converse, hindi niya makita yung flaws ko, siguro mas makukuha ko siya ng ganun, no? Diba? And parang siguro for me, sobrang iba talaga pag when you talk to a person personally, may na-feel sa'yo. Like, hindi ko alam kung ano man yan, pero siguro for the younger people here, no? Kasi parang lahat naman tayo dito, alam natin na yung generation na bago is lumaki talaga, like online with the internet, ganyan and all. Parang sobrang dali na lang mag-chat and mag-pakita online na ganito ako, at hindi nakikita ng ibang tao na, ay, ito pala ako in reality, di ba? And parang siguro something for us to be aware lang din na hindi, wag tayo masyado magtiwala kung ano yung nakikita natin online. Pero it's something talaga na we can learn pag offline. And so yun, sa relationships, kung ikaw man ay nanonood at nag-iisip-isip na kung papasok ka ba sa online relationship or dating app or gusto mong lakasan na yung loob mo at kitain na to face-to-face, ayan, stay tuned. Meron pa tayong episodes. Alright, Big Bro, take it away.
Yan, maraming salamat sa inyong lahat. Maraming salamat because you've been with us for the past 4 episodes already. Wala ka ng battery, direct. No, so,
wala na. Tapos na
talaga tayo.
Sakto na.
Dahil
sakto.
Ikaw atang nag-re-record.
Sakto.
Oh, so, maraming salamat sa lahat po ng relational questions nyo, love questions, anything relationship questions that you want to ask us, please do message us here on Facebook. We'd like to answer those questions. We'll pick episode 5. Pipili na tayo ng mga online questions, no?
Yes!
Ayan, sige.
Kita kami isagot on the spot. No research, on the spot. Anong nasa puso namin, sasagot namin yan para sa inyo.
All right.
Once again, ito po ang inyong mga Millennial Gang and the Big Bro for another episode of Big Bro Podcast. See you again on our next episode.
Bye guys.
See you guys.
RBR. It's all about me or it's about us.
Okay, bro.